Okay, public transport. Not the not the sexiest topic to talk about. We're going to make it sexy. We're going to talk about how to unlock profits from public transport. Stay tuned. Spicy Zance. How are you, Spicy Zance? What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Wet, gloomy, miserable. I love it.
Why?
Just, it's the rain, it's soothing, it's relaxing. I feel like everyone just takes a moment to pause until you're on the road, and then it's just an absolute mayhem.
Yeah, everyone slows down for some mysterious reason. I guess for safety, but I reckon as we just spoke off air, we were just saying that everything just is a bit more a notch slower when it rains. Everything, which is sort of cool.
Yeah, big it's time. Sort of just cool. Just take a moment. Just the soothing sounds of the rain. Just take a moment to pause.
Sydney, enjoy the rain. Now, Xanth, you wanted to talk about this morning the most boring topic in Australia, which is public transport. I was also excited by it. Tell me why.
Do you know what? So my parents live in the northern part of the Northern Beaches around Elanora Heights. And whenever I drive up to see them, I always see this little bus or little minivan called a Kia ride. And I had no idea what the hell it was, because I don't see them anywhere where I live in the Northern Beaches, which is towards the freshwater Manly pocket. So it's just this exclusive bus that I see only in the Warriewood, Narrabeen, Mona Vale, Elanora Heights region of the Northern Beaches. So I got to looking into what is this stupid mini blue van that you can see behind me. What is this little Kia ride and what does it do? And it is an evolution of on-demand public transport. And I just thought it was something that's probably not spoken about, not too many people know about. And is it the future of public transport?
Why public transport? Why? I think for most of us, we don't care for it because we can't control it. You know, it doesn't suit us. We don't use it for that reason, and you wipe it off. But if we first of all talk about this, I think if we talk about, because we want to teach you guys how to unlock profits if you understand the mapping of public transport. And there is serious to be money to be made by individuals, by governments, by communities. But we're going to use this, first of all, as an example to show you what's happened. So why was this invented, this little puppy? This little bus behind you.
So in those northern parts of the Northern Beaches, public transport around those pockets, let's use Elanora Heights as an example, it isn't readily available. Not too many buses go up to Elanora Heights, and the closest bus that you would have to connect you into the city would be the Beeline bus down in Warriewood. So it's connecting the residents, I'm using Elanora again as an example, residents of Elanora Heights to use an on-demand service to pick them up from their house or the nearest street to get them down to the main road to that nearest Beeline bus stop to connect people into the city. So it's removing them from the need to drive from their residence down to the main road in order to get them into the city.
Now, I think what we shouldn't underestimate is everyone snubs the city and they go, don't work in the city, you want to work from home and stuff like that. But I think the reality, guys and girls, is that the people that are left over in Sydney, that haven't left Sydney and gone north or south like a lot of people have since COVID, I think these people are serious city dwellers that are now in our CBD. And as a result of the influx of immigration, they're also coming into Sydney. And one thing that I want to teach people today is that there's two core things that map into property values. anywhere in the world, there is an affectionate love, as much as you may not think, for dwelling in a community towards a CBD. So number one out of the number two things that are core in property values is proximity to a CBD or a city. Number two is water. Now, when you apply those two, with that water can be beach, it can be harbour, it can be lake, they will drive extreme property value up for a property, water, whether you can see it, feel it, being around it, be half an hour from it, people love it. And two, as much as people don't like to admit, the last one's an obvious one to admit, but number two that people don't like to admit is being close to the city. Just that practicality of being in a community, being close to shops, hospitals, education, are very, very important.
And do you know what? Buyers actually tell me, so if we sell properties on the outskirts of DY, using that as an example, they just feel like it is too far away from a service to connect them to the city. It's too far away from the main hub of DY that has that Beeline bus stop to get people into the city. And it's not just DY that I hear buyers tell me this. It's all around the Northern Beaches where those properties that are just that little bit too far away from the main road, away from that connection point to get them elsewhere, it's just too much of an inconvenience for them.
So what you're talking about is on a suburb basis, and again, if we overlay that principle of being close to a city or being close to water, you can apply the principle, and what you've just done is you've applied it on a very small scale. So on a macro scale, you can do what I'm talking about. On a micro scale, you could do what I'm talking about, as in street by street in a suburb. You can actually say, that's a bit closer to the water, price up. That's a bit closer to transport, price up. That's a bit close to both water and transport, price up and up. So if I use an example like Manly, Manly, as an example, has a ferry service. It has a bus service. It's on a harbour. It's on a beach. It's premium. Yeah. If I use areas like Neutral Bay, again, it's on transport, again, it's on water, again, it's close to the city. If I use, like Hunters Hill as an example, Leichhardt, Haberfield, if I go out to Chatswood, we've got the transport, we've got a bit of a city, and it's close to our CBD. So guys and girls, in summary, from today, what I want you to learn is transport. I know it's a drab word to be tossing around, but it can drive serious profits to your home if you consider getting the right transport into your property. So have a look around. And the big thing out of this is, I dare to say 99% of Australians do this. It's actually research what's happening around you in terms of highways, transport, airports, trains, and the big one, the biggest best kept secret in town is the metro.
Yes. So I actually thought that this was already open. So Mark and I were having a chat off air earlier, and it's just been going on for so, so long. And honestly, I don't go into the city all that often these days, but I swear every time I've been there, there's always been roadworks, construction. They've changed the entire way that the city operates in terms of driving through it. And for it to have been going on this long, I just thought it was already open.
Well, you know, and you know, again, most people don't actually research it. It's probably one of the most top five boring things to do is research your transport. But to give you an idea of the stuff that's happening around us, you're plugging yourself into a highway now on the M5 or, you know, west of West Connects, and you're going, oh my God, where did this thing turn up? And it turned up out of nowhere. Another thing that's happening like that at the moment is there is a tunnel that's been tunneled for 2 years under the Sydney Harbour.
Yeah. Well, from the city up towards the Northern Beaches, all of that road closure that's happening, all of the construction there, and that is one of the best kept secrets as well, that tunnel.
So this tunnel instead of going towards the city under our harbour, the thing starts where our tunnel starts and then pegs across towards Balmain. So basically, what used to happen is people from the north, if they wanted to get to the west, they had to go through the city. Now, yeah, they're simply plugging people over there. So why am I telling you that? When you're buying property and you're making these considerations, are you the person that waits for it to get built and then pays a premium after? Or are you a person that reads the play on public transport and community and that sort of stuff and goes, you know what? I think that'll be a good reason. Badgerys Creek, an airport, an aerotropolis. people made an enormous amount of money. Now, I'm sure after it's opened, the values are going to significantly change, and I'm sure there's people that have read the play early.
Yeah, be an early adopter. Look, I'm not one to talk. I'm not an early adopter on anything. I wait for it to be tried, tested, and then I eventually take it up. I mean, I've only just joined Amazon Prime, so, and I love that. So that just goes to show how much of a late adopter I am on things. But if you can get your head around this and just see value down the line and not look at things as they are right now, but just see the potential they have, then certainly your property prices will absolutely reap the benefits of it.
That's a show. That's public transport. That's the zesty Xanth Liberala. Thank you, Xanth, for quick educational. And hello from Brazil. Sergio from Brazil. G'day.
Good morning, Sergio. That's a wrap.
See you, Xanth. Bye, everyone. Bye. Profit from transport.